Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 34. We're continuing in the ninth perek with Mishnah 5 and 6, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hei, and Mishnah Vov. Mishnah Hei, Charosin. Charosin are shards of a earthenware vessel. Shenishtamesh bohen mashkim timei. That these shards were used to contain liquids which were tomei. And now these mashkim temeim, this liquid, is absorbed into the shard. But at that point, you don't see the liquid, you don't feel the liquid. But v'noflu la'avir ha'tanur, they fall into the airspace of the tanur. So do we consider the liquid to be present in the airspace of the tanur? It depends. Husak ha'tanur, if the tanur is heated up, then tomei. Then the tanur becomes tomei because of the mashkim temeim. Shesof mashkelot seis. Once it's heated up, eventually that liquid will come out of the chars. And therefore, the mashkim temeim are metamei the tanur. There was a complex discussion about this Mishnah in Maseches Nida, Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, a Machloikis Reish Lokish and Rabbi Yochanan. And both of them distinguish between Mashkim Kalim and Mashkim Chamurim. Mashkim Kalim would be the body fluids, for example, of a person who's a Tomei Meis or a Sheretz. Those liquids are only tomei midrabonon. They cannot be metama keli min hatoira, because they're not avos hatuma, they're rishonim litum. However, mashkim chamurim are the body fluids of a zava or a zava. Those body fluids are avos hatuma. The meraglayim, the urine, for example, of a zava or a zava, is an av hatuma and can be metame keli. What bottom line coming out of that complex sugya meseches nida is that when it comes to mashkim kalim, liquids which are only a rishon litumah, everyone agrees that even if the liquid can be extracted from the charsis, and you want to extract it from the charsis, you want to get the charsis dry and get the liquid out, still, the liquid is not metame until the tanur becomes heated up. However, if we're talking about mashkim chamurim, then we have a complicated machlokes, in which case, Rav Yochanan says that only if the person really is makpid, he wants to extract these mashkim chamurim, which are avos hatumah, let's say, mei raglayim shel zov izovo. If he's makpid, then it's metame even if it's not heated up. But if he's not makpid, he doesn't care if the liquid stays within the walls of the ceramic of the charsis, then the Mishnah's rule holds, it only becomes tome if it is heated up. The Mishnah continues that the same halacha would apply v'chein begefes. Gefes is the psoles, the residue of olives after the olives are squeezed in the olive press. So this gefes, and if the olives were squeezed betuma, the people who were squeezing the olives were tomei, then this gefes, this residue of olives, has absorbed into it olive oil, which became tomei. So if this gefes chadosha, fresh gefes, if it fell into a tanur, and the tanur is heated up, the tanur becomes tomei because the heat has extracted the liquid. The liquid is mashkim temeim. Mashkim temeim midrabonon ametame even a keli like a tanur. Aval biyishono, if the gefes is old gefes, it's old residue, older than 12 months, the Brisa says, then tohor. The tanur remains tohor because whatever liquid was inside of it, in a year, it dries up. It It's not there anymore. Ve'im yodua, sheyotze mehen mashkin. If you see, yes, it's a year plus old, but still, when you heat it, liquid comes out. It does ooze out some liquid. Then I feel the achasholishonim nitma. Even after 3 years, if it's liquid, visibly liquid, it's liquid mashkim temeim. Where else the mashkim come from? And therefore, it's metame the tanu. Mishnah Vav continues. Ha gefes v'hazagin. Gefes, as we said, is the residue, the psolis of squeezed olives. Zagin is the residue of squeezed grapes after they've been squeezed in the grape press. Shena'asu b'tahara, they were squeezed by people who were tohor, and the kelim were tohor. But v'hilichu aleihem tameim, people who were tamei walked upon them, and afterwards v'achakach yotzu mehem mashkim, because of the fact that these people tameim walked upon it, and the gefes or the zagin liquid became oozing out. So the Mishnah says tohorin. Because the gefes nezagim are not mekabel tuma, the mashkim, which came out when the tmeim walked upon them, did not become tome. Because mashkim only becomes tome if the mashkim is extracted from the solid berotzo. The person wants, he's squeezing the orange juice out of the orange. Then the orange juice can become tome. But mashkim, which are not intentionally squeezed out of their envelope, in this case, the mashkim which come out of the gefes and the zagim, the people who walked upon it, they were just walking upon it to get to the other side. They were not trying to extract this mashkim. So it was shelo l'rotzon. Shelo l'rotzon is not, the mashkim are not mekabel tuma. This is true, continues the Mishnah, because this gefes, these zagin, were made originally under a process of tahara, but anoshim temeim walked upon them. The Mishnah continues with an interesting halacha. Kush. Kush is a pole of a spindle, which is used to spin wool. And the kush has within it a tsinora, a metal hook. So sometimes this hook gets stuck into the kush itself. It gets absorbed into the kush, into the wooden pole. So you have a wooden pole, which is not mekabel tum, it's pshuta kliyetz. There's no base kibul in the kush. Absorbed in the kush, in the wood, is this metal tsinora, this metal hook. Or similar situation, but a little different scenario. Malmod is a long stick which is used by the person who plows to guard the oxen who are pulling the plow. So it's called a malmod. And in this malmod is a dorvon. A dorvon is a nail which is banged into the tip of the wooden pole, and with that the person can steer, punish, so to speak, the oxen if they go the wrong way. So suppose this dorvon, this nail, metal, becomes absorbed in this malmod, which is wooden, a wooden pole. Olaveno, or you have a brick, shebolo es hatabas. The person was wearing a ring when he was kneading, K-N-E-A-D-I-N-G, the leveno, the brick, to make it into cement, and his ring fell off. And now you have a ring in the levena. V'hein tohorin. And if it's a situation where the tsinora, the darvon, the tabas, the metal, smaller object which is absorbed into this larger object, nichnesu li'ol ames. Now they enter into the ol ames. So you have the kush with the tsinora, or the malmod with the darvon, or the levena with the tabas, now coming into an ol ames. Nitmu. So these metal objects become tome. Even though they are absorbed, they are buried into a kush or malmad or levena, which are not mekabel tumah, nevertheless, they are not protected from tumah. Because since they are necessary kelim, You want one day to be able to extract the tzinoira from the kush, or the dorvon from the malmud, or the tabas from the levena. The guy doesn't want his golden ring stuck in the levena forever. So therefore, each of them is viewed as an independent object, not in terms of what it is surrounded with. Because the person is makpid aleihem. The person wants to extract the metal tzinora, the metal dorvon, the metal tabaz from its containing surrounding envelope. So they're not considered balua. And therefore too, hisiton hazov, if a zov moves them, pushes them, kicks them, nitmu, they become tomei. Because the hesit hazov, something which is moved because of the, which is propelled because of the force of a zov pushing it or kicking it or leaning against it, is mekabel tuma, even if it is absorbed in something else, even if somid pasil doesn't help against hesit hazov. Noflu la'avir hatanur tohor, if this kush with its sinora in it, etc., falls into a tanur which is tohor, timu'uhu, they make the tanur tomei, because they are tomei objects, tomei metal, in the airspace of an avir, in the airspace of a tanur, and therefore they render the tanur, which is a kli cheres, tomei. However, noga bohen kika shel truma, if a kika shel truma touches them, then they are not. The Trikika Shel Truma, the Truma cookie, does not become Tomei. It remains Tohor. The reason being that when it comes to Tumas Magov, the Truma touching, the Truma never touched metal. The Truma only touched the wooden kush or malmat surrounding the metal. When we're speaking about a Tanur, so even though the metal is absorbed in wood, but the metal is still in the Avir HaTanur, and a tanur it comes tamei me aviro, and it's not bolua, so it's an avir hatanur. So therefore, it's the avir hatanur becomes tamei. But when it comes to tumas mago, the kush, the malbon, the levena, intervene between the metal and the kikar shel truma, and therefore the kikar shel truma remains tohor. So we have finished Mishnevov, and in the process concluded lesson number 34.